Since 1977, nearly 100 people have died on the approximately 35-mile, heavily used stretch of highway. The annual fatality totals vary, but 2009 is proving to be one of the more fatal years. Six have died since May, including two killed last week. The community meeting was called a couple of weeks ago by Girdwood Fire Chief William Chadwick to examine causes and find possible solutions. Ron Martindale of the State Department of Transportation said, despite popular opinion, unsafe passing is not a major cause of fatal and serious injury accidents.
Crashes that occur while someone is passing are actually less than 10% of the fatal and major injury crashes on the Seward Highway corridor, but they do get a lot of attention.
Martindale is DOT's Highway Safety Improvement Program Coordinator. He said whether speaking of the entire highway between Seward and Anchorage or just the Girdwood-Anchorage section, other causes far outweigh passing.
Unsafe speed is 37% of the fatals and 33% of the major injuries. Cite unsafe speed as a factor in the corridor. And aggressive driving, 50% of the fatals and roughly 47% of the major injuries.
Drowsiness can also be a factor, but less on the Girdwood to Anchorage portion than from Girdwood to Seward. Other DOT speakers described mitigation efforts already completed, underway, or planned. Those included center rumble strips, more warning and information signs beyond the federal requirements, plus road repair and improvements, as well as more public service announcements, beginning with a campaign against drowsy drivers. Mike Hawker, who represents the district in the state legislature, cited education, possibly along with tougher penalties, as two important responses to the fatal accident trend. Several members of the public, like Jim Dupkin, voiced disapproval over a major improvement that DOT had made.
The three-lane thing is bad, and I think in the wintertime you never know which way the lane really goes. In the wintertime it can be very difficult determining who has the right-of-way to that center lane.
Other public suggestions? Better advanced signage for the turnouts and more turnouts. Photo radar, improved reflective markings, and Elsie Yeager's suggestion to paint chevrons on portions of the highway.
In Japan, in one bad place, they had a 40% crash reduction. In Wisconsin, they had the average driver going 14 miles an hour slower.
Another popular suggestion was expanding the highway to four lanes. DOT responded, with support from Valdez Representative John Harris, the $600 million initial estimate for the difficult terrain made the proposal too expensive. For example, a four-lane expansion on the Parks Highway carries a much smaller $100 million price tag. Adding to the challenge, federal funding support for Alaska highway construction is declining. Several people suggested concrete medians known as Jersey barriers between the two lanes to prevent passing. DOT noted, while the barriers reduce passing accidents, it comes at the cost of increasing other difficulties for drivers. Enforcement proved popular, and the troopers urged people with cell phones to call 911 when spotting reckless driving, provided people are willing to testify later in court. As for more troopers, Colonel Audie Holloway said that wish was being realized.
The point I want to make is that we're doing a lot with what we have, and we are getting to the point where we're going to have all our positions filled, which should make some difference. And you should be able to see that difference on the highway. In the meantime, what we've done is, like I said, reallocated resources toward being visible, more visible on the highway.
Holloway said AST's new Bureau of Highway Patrol uses personnel from other posts, works with local law enforcement, and has special enforcement campaigns. He said of 50 new troopers, 28 were receiving field training, while 15 were still at the academy. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.